Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Alrighty, folks. Before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. Me, Barney, him, Stiffy. How the fuck are you, brother?
Hey, brother. G'day, Barney. How are you, mate? Welcome to the Lads Podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Lifestyle adventure and daily stories.
That's what it's all about.
That's what we're all about.
Yep.
Fucking oath.
And you know what else we're about?
About getting into that fucking
fridge.
Let's
get into the fucking fridge.
All right. Let's do it. What have I got in there? Oh, nice. Righto. We're going straight off the bat today. Sounds like I'm a bit quiet in my ears for some reason.
Yeah, maybe your nose is blocked up.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll just turn that up. That might be better.
It just turned up. Yep. Yeah. Fucking listen to that. What do you got, Stiffy?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what I've got.
We're cleaning the fridge out at the moment. So
I got the Carlton Dry, Brats.
Carlton Dry. I'm on a fucking CC. That crack wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
I don't rate it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Here goes mine.
Yep, get into it.
I've got a Canadian Club Soda and Lime. Mm. Reach out, Canadian Club. Fucking get on board.
Yeah, they need to get on board. Oh. Solid.
Oh, yeah.
That's shit all over the Carlton Dry.
Yeah, 100%.
CC's in the club.
Yep, in the club.
Hey, gum.
Mate, I'm off swing.
You look flat.
Flat. I've fucking just done a 10-day swing. Mate.
Yeah, yeah. And that's to be, you know, like...
To be expected.
Expected.
Yeah. So the first 5 days of the swing, though, I fucking got back after work.
Yep.
Had a shower, got dressed, obviously, and then went up to the mess, had dinner, ran back to the room before any other cunt got there, like not in my room, but anyone else got back, and locked the door. And went, nah, I'm not drinking, I'm not fucking socializing, I'm not talking to no one, I just want to fucking sleep. I was just...
Are you putting some piggy bank sleep in the piggy bank? As in like, because you know what's coming up soon.
That was all catch-ups from fucking...
Oh, that was catch-up.
Yeah, so obviously the Lions game, the fucking Broncos
games.
Fucking all the shit I've been doing on the fucking Datsun. I got up there and went, this is my time to just fucking...
Chill a bit?
Yeah, so get back. So I'd finished dinner, showered, fucking ready for bed like 5:30.
Yeah.
So I'm getting like a fucking solid 10 and a half hours fucking
sleep. You feel
sleep.
Fresh when you wake up?
I did. So I'd set my alarm for 5 o'clock and every day in those 5 days, the alarm went off. Normally I wake up before the alarm.
Yeah, right.
I hate that fucking shit. I just go, fuck, just let, I just want to hear it. Yep. I want to see if the cunt works. But no, I felt really refreshed and on the fifth day, fucking look out, mate.
Turned mine on?
Oh yeah, turned it on. So yeah, met a whole heap of fucking new blokes up there as well too and going, what the fuck did I just miss out on here?
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, that's good, mate. It's been busy at home too, working. My fucking freckle out. It just blows me away how much fucking time just goes fast, you know? Like,
as you get older.
Jesus Christ, this year's gone quick. Like, really quick. So that's good.
But you know what hasn't gone quick?
I think I know what you're going to say, but I think it's gone quick.
The year's gone quick, but now, the countdown to the fucking Alpha Bloods Fight Night 2.0.
Righto, so we're going to get
into that. I'm looking at my clock, and it's that fucking thing's gone backwards.
You know, it's only a
week. It's gone backwards.
It's a week tomorrow. We go to the coast tomorrow. So it's
Thursday.
It's eight. What's today?
We go down there Thursday.
Isn't Wednesday today?
Yeah, today's Wednesday.
Yeah, so a week tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Jeez, you had me fucking... You're right.
A week tomorrow, so yeah, we have the keys. We'll be down there fucking swooping around the flats.
So. Yeah, so anyone that's listening that doesn't know, if you've been living under a fucking rock, get out of there. Go on, get out of there. We've been talking about the Podcast Royale 2.0 for fucking ever, probably since 12 months ago, realistically. it's next weekend, so that means 4-day bender. How good is it? This event, like, it's not just the event. It's the whole fucking 4 days. It's you go down there on the fucking Thursday afternoon. Now, what's happening Thursday afternoon? Oh, and guys, if you want, and girls, there's still some tickets left. Now, it's only the nosebleed section, but fuck me, it's the cheap seats to start with.
And it's the atmosphere that'll fucking make it for you.
And anywhere in that fucking stadium that you're going to is not going to be a bad seat anyway.
No.
So I guarantee you, if you listen to this and you have not got yourself tickets for the fucking... biggest and fucking wildest fucking weekend you'll ever be going to.
Yeah.
Get on to Ticket Tech for the fight tickets and buy yourself. Even if you're going as two or three people and you can't get seats beside each other, who gives a fuck? Just get the damn tickets and get your ass there. Because it is going to be a fucking wild event.
Yeah, don't ring in and fucking complain because you didn't get tickets or anything. So we fucking told you. So,
and if you want to join us at the after party afterwards, go to Alpha Events and get yourself some fucking after party tickets, and we'll fucking see you there. That's where we'll be.
My body's starting to shut down already, I reckon.
From the memories you have
last year. So. And we're taking the podcast gear down.
Yeah,
so
we are.
We've got the unit at Broadie.
Broadie, mate.
So I want to put to you, and I actually haven't spoke to you about this, but I reckon we do the podcast Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Sunday morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, that's going to be drivel.
Let's do it.
That's going to be
drivel. Let's do it.
We are going to do a podcast, and we're going to do it after the weigh-in. So Thursday afternoon, we do that weigh-in.
Yep.
Sometime Thursday night or Friday or Saturday morning.
Yeah.
We're going to do a potty before the fight night.
Yep.
So wherever that is over the fucking 2 days beforehand. Well, because I want to see, you know, last year when we went to the Cats fucking football club and they did the weigh-in, whatever it is, you know, we've always got a few good yarns after that night. Yep. So let's do a potty before the fight night, but after the weigh-in.
And let's do it on Sunday as well.
And we might even do a fucking run-through of the card and talk, because then we got faces to names, even though we've seen who they are.
Yep.
But we've got a bit more faces to name and we'll run through the card. And you know what? I think Noah and Tommy will be there, so we'll take the Roadcaster with all the gear, and they might even join us for a little fucking...
I'm also bringing the young fella down. He's going to be down Thursday night because he's my designated driver on the way home on the Transac Day because I've got to go back up Ipswich.
Yep.
So I haven't told you that either, but he's coming down.
Excellent.
So he can
fucking looking
with
forward
you.
To it. Yeah, righto. He can curl up.
He's cuddly. He's a good cuddler.
So that's next weekend, so I'm looking fucking forward to it. It's going to be... fucking epic. That's okay. The Alpha Blokes and the Alpha Events community, as in the organization with all of the guys, you know, the Knuckles, the Busters, the Gibbos, even the wives, Cass and Beck.
Yep.
They are just going to be put on the biggest fucking rock show of a boxing event ever.
Yep.
So it's going to be fucking awesome. Also, before we get too much into tonight's episode or today's or this morning, depending on how you're fucking listening to us, shout out to our social media. It's starting to ramp up a little bit again now. Seeing a bit of a spike in numbers.
Yep.
On the TikTok, you've been putting some reels up on the TikTok. So if you're hearing us, get on to the Lads Potty on TikTok.
TikTok.
Fucking hell.
It's TikTok.
TikTok. Talk. And then we've got the Facebook and then the Gram.
Yep, the gram.
Get on the gram.
So, like and share. And if you've got any yarns or anything like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fucking all we fuck off saw you fucking... We still haven't used that bloody cone of silence. Yeah, since fucked over Cordy's next door neighbour.
Waiting for the callers.
Yeah, I think everyone's scared after that.
So. Yeah. And then also, our email address, Barney, how do they do it? If they want to call in with a yarn or a fuck off, or they just want to tell you to fuck off.
Yep, whatever. So get on your phone, unless you're running a fucking Nokia, fucking 3610, which are fucking grand, by the way. Jump on that, do a voice recording, send it into the ladspotty@gmail.com.
Definitely.
Yep. And also, if you've got any dick pics, send them in to Stiffy because he looks at it. I don't have the email address, so fucking send them over to him.
One last thing about the podcast, Royale, I want to get off my chest is if you are unfortunate enough that you can't get there next weekend and you can't buy tickets because you're working or whatever, you can live stream this event.
Yes.
That has been now broadcasted on Alpha Events.
I think it's pretty cheap too. It's only like 30-something bucks.
Not too sure on prices, but it's the website's called Before... The Fight is beforethefight.com.au, I think is what it is. But I'm sure if you go to alphaevents.com.au, there'll be links and shit. So if you can't get there and you want to watch, you need to watch. That's what I'm saying. It's not what you want to. You fucking need to.
You need to watch it.
Climb out that fucking rock and watch it. All right. So that's the Alpha. Now, I can't wait to get down there because there's going to be lads strutting their stuff around Broadbeach. Mm-hmm. I mean, strutting. Last year, we seen a lot of strutting going on.
Yep.
We saw some lads.
This year's going to be fucking tenfold.
But, dude, I can see it in your eye. You're looking at... You are just like... I can see you already there.
There's a twinkle,
just going, fuck, man, I can't wait to get to the Broadie.
Yeah.
Do some punting. Yeah. Do some drinking. And just fucking strutting around on the in Broadbeach.
The Broadbeach Tavern. I'm looking forward to going to the Broadbeach Tavern.
You want to play two up?
No, I can't. Be there. So I'll be at Ipswich. My father-in-law, that takes preference on Anzac Day. So I'll go down there and drink with him. And I'm pretty sure someone will drop me back off or pull me back out of a bucket back into Broadbeach that night. So
yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll get there. That's good, bruds. I mean, even if you don't get there Friday night.
Oh, no, I'm going to be there Friday night. Yeah, like, fucking, I'm going to be there. So
good. Righto, so I think that's all the little admin stuff I want to get to because I'll do the fight card next episode with Tommy and fucking Noah.
Yep. Have we got a good
G2? Yeah, that's gonna be Noah's fucking G2 birthday.
Yeah,
that's his
Noah's.
Fucking, yeah,
it's also Tommy's birthday, so it'll be Tommy's fucking 21st birthday.
It's not Noah's birthday. It's just it'll be 12 months since we've met the little fucker.
Yeah, since we met him, yeah. So he's a good fuck.
He's a good fuck.
He's a good fucker.
He's a fucker. Good fucker. Fucker. Fuck you, Noah.
Yeah, shout out to you, mate. Yeah, fucking all the knowledge and all the fucking, just the band of the fucking...
Yo, I'm going to give him a little extra shout out. If you guys want any fucking videography work done, it might be you've got a cool car, you might have a fucking wedding coming up, you might have an event.
You got a business.
You got a business?
You'll promote your business.
You're selling a house.
On the thing, yeah.
He does the lot.
Yeah.
So shout out to you. Pornos.
I'm pretty sure you'll fucking... Yeah, you'll dive into pornos.
Really?
Actually, that was one of the things on the phone today, actually, that I need to speak to you about. When was the first porno done?
Holy shit.
So are we talking like ancient Rome, so they fucking... The porno was carved into the rocks or fucking... When was it?
You know what? There would have to be a live show porno back in the ancient Egyptians and probably before that where they'd have the stone hedges... With a blanket in front of it, like a stage.
I didn't think of that. I'm just thinking like fucking modern day, like when was it actually fucking done? But you bring up
I mean. Like before VHS and before DVD and before magazine. What was before magazine? The paper, but you couldn't really put anything in paper.
So was stone like the fucking Neanderthals? Were they fucking like carving shit into walls with like people running around with... Big members.
Maybe some of those ancient fucking Egyptian tombs have got some dark secrets about.
I'm fucking sure they have, mate. They were fucking right into the incest, those fuckers, weren't they?
I'm sure they would have had some fucking
all the kings and queens,
some naughty toys. They would have had a naughty boy room and a naughty girl room and a naughty corner.
Yeah,
with lots of naughty toys.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, no, it was just something that popped up. I obviously done a bit of porn over the 10-day swing, obviously.
Did you?
Yeah. Fuck. Well, it's 10 days for fuck's
sake. It's a long time, Raz.
Oh fuck. And my wife, like, fuck it. Yeah. That can be my fuck off for the week. She can fuck off.
Oh, are you doing that right now?
No, we can all. Do you want to do it later? No, I'm in it now, so fucking do it now.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
Yeah. I can't believe you're doing your wife.
Well, no, go she can it. Fuck off. Like, right. Sending, so I get a package in the afternoon.
Okay? Yeah.
So I'm building the Datsun, which we'll get into a little bit later.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
So there's lots of packages turned up. Steering wheels, fucking washer bottles and shit like that. So
yeah.
She goes, oh, you got a package. Do you want me to unbox it for you?
Yep.
Said, yeah, fucking do it.
Yep.
So take one little bit of plastic off.
Yeah.
Top comes off.
Oh,
I'm going, I'm at fucking work still. And
shit.
I'm fucking nowhere there. Do you want unwrap it? I want to find out what's in it. I'm just going, you can paint the fucking picture.
Yeah, I can see what's going on here.
That's not
layer
nice.
Layer for layer.
That's like not nice.
She's peeling an onion and she's also
so that's not a nice thing to do to someone. So that's horrible.
Shout out to you, Nat. Well done.
So, yeah. Keeping it real.
Well, is that why you're a bit late this afternoon, did you? Hey? Did you? Don't have to kiss and tell.
And I was away for my birthday as well, so that was even worse. So.
Oh, I forgot all about the happy birthday.
What did you get me?
I got you a hat. I got you these stubby coolers. I got you a table. Mate, your birthday present's next weekend, Brazday.
Oh, fuck, mate.
You're not getting an early one. You're getting a late one.
Yeah, so I love my wife and, it keeps it real.
Yeah, right.
Keeping it
so
real.
So that's your fuck off.
That can move fuck off. That's the worst thing that's happened to me all week, sir.
You want to hear my fuck off?
Give it to me.
I've got a kind of a pearler and it goes to everyone. Fuck off, parents. And that's every cunt. What I'm going to get into is, you know, when you're at, like, I'm going to say the shopping center. Let's pick on Woolworths. And there is just a couple of kids being kids. They're fucking whinging or they're whining or they're doing this or they're doing that. They're just being kids.
Yep.
So I'm not going to say fuck off the kids. But you know when the parents just don't do fuck all about it?
Yep.
Fuck off.
Yep.
Pull your fucking head in. Deal with
slap them.
Well, whatever you need to do. You need to slap them. You need to talk to them. You need to... not give in to them, but hey, you know, pull them into line. You know, when they don't pull them into line, fuck you.
Yeah.
Another example was I was at my shop, right? I had the parents come in to talk about rah, rah, rah. And these two little fuckers are just running amok. And I'm like, I'm sure you run amok at home. And that's great. That's where kids should do that. And kids should be able to do that because they're kids, right? They don't really know what's right and what's wrong, but they kind of do, but they don't. But it's the duty of the parent to pull them in the fucking line when I think they should be. And not just get away with fucking shit. Because that's the start of just cunts being cunts.
Yep. And it goes on and on and on. And next minute we're fucking...
I'm sure I would do the same thing. So I'm telling myself to fuck off as a parent. So I'm just saying, fuck, I'm sure if we go back 30 years ago, this scenario wouldn't be like that because I reckon the parents back 30 years ago were tougher.
Oh, hey, you fucking reckon?
Fucking eight.
You reckon?
I reckon they
fucking
were.
Have a look at my ass. I reckon it's still got a fucking size 10 boot fucking stuck in the fucking thing.
So parents, fuck off.
Yeah.
And that's including myself. Yeah.
I'm not saying flog the fuckers. Like, just give them a little fucking kick in the ass. Fucking.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
I reckon flog them.
Yeah, not like fucking, you can't whip them or shit like that. Like, that's not. Well, can you?
I think some of them
fucking need whipping.
Some of them fucking need whipping.
Some of them need whipping.
There's some arsehole kids out there.
And it is. We're just getting fucking softer and softer. Yes, there's some fucking benefits to that. There's fucking a lot of negatives. I reckon more negatives. Let's get not fucking politics in this.
Yeah.
That's not what this show's about.
So there's me fuck off. Fuck off, parents.
So yeah, and fuck off Nat for sending me fucking all those videos.
That's fucking great.
That's cruel.
Mate, another thing that came up this week is, it's kind of...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There's a few things, all right? Elon Musk, fucking love him. He's a big advocate of the show. He listens, you know. Yeah. SpaceX. There's a lot of cool shit going on right now with SpaceX and fucking rockets going up and rah, rah, rah. And I get on this SpaceX train way too easy these days. But it got me thinking of a movie back in the day called Spaceballs. I might have brought this up. And then I got fucking, you know when you go down a rabbit warren on YouTube or on Google or whatever, and then this thing came up about the speed of light. And I remembered about fucking the Spaceballs, the movie. They have light speed. They have ridiculous speed and they have ludicrous speed.
Yep.
So the light speed is the slowest.
Yep.
So instead of saying, you know, that old mate will go, let's go catch him, because old mate fucking takes off. He's like, let's go. And then one of the little fucking co-pilots says, righto, well, let's go light speed. And he goes, no, that's fucking too slow. Let's go ludicrous speed. Anyway, it got me thinking, how fast is the speed of light? And it's fucking quick, of course, right? It's really quick. But if you were driving your car and you could go light speed, would the headlights work or would you be in front of the headlights?
Yeah.
Like you're going light speed. So the light coming out of the bulb or the LED, you're now traveling at the same speed or faster.
Just give me a fucking second to compute that, because, it's not going to work because the lights...
Are you in front of it? But you're behind
it? It's just going to be fucking no lights.
But it's still traveling at speed of light.
Well, no.
So it's not going to work.
There's going to be no light.
Right.
Actually, what you're going to have to do, you're going to have the car in front of you with the headlights on.
The taillights on.
Yeah.
If you're going the same speed.
Yeah. But how does he see? So it's like a centipede then.
Well, that's what I mean. Like if you're traveling at the speed of light, are your headlights working?
Yeah. Fucking call in and fucking help us out there. So if you got any ideas on that.
Yeah, I want to know. Fucking oath. Because it's kind of not allowing me to sleep at night. There's a lot of things going on, eh?
Mate, there is a lot of fucking shit going on in the background.
So that's what got me back to the speedballs, fucking space balls, is when they go light speed or ludicrous speed or ridiculous speed.
How can you
see? The stars, and you know when I like Star Wars, the movies, when they go really quick, the stars turn into just streams of light.
Yep.
Because obviously, it becomes third or fourth.
That also
happens
on a 490 Banshee as well.
A 490 Banshee?
Is it 490? Is it?
Banshees are 350s. But
350s.
If they've been
bought out, so
probably.
So I rode one once, and actually, so he said, fucking now take it around and get it on power band.
Yeah.
And it fucking vibrates that much, and fucking your vision goes blurry, so it feels like you're in Star Wars.
You're going light speed.
You're going light speed.
Can't even fucking see you. Where are
Those
you?
Those things are fucking stupid.
Fucking loose. Anyway, so call us in. I want to know, you're sitting in a car, that car's doing the speed of light, the light that's projecting out the front of the fucking lights, are you now going quicker than that light?
And I'll throw another one in there. So if you're stoned and you're driving that car, like, you wouldn't be going the speed of light anyway, because you'd be doing like 10Ks an hour. So like, the light, now you'd be able to see.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Cheech and
Chong. You probably got it in fucking reverse.
Oh, fuck me.
Hey, have you been through fucking Jim Boomba lately?
No.
Holy fuck.
Absolutely not.
Traffic, dude. The roadworks. There was the biggest fucking crane I have ever
seen. Oh, yeah. That's one of the Borges.
Dude,
that was a 500 tonner.
That gave me a little big stiffy. A
little chubby.
Dude, they lift those big concrete pylons, right? Those big bridges,
Beams. We'll call them beams.
Beams. Yep those things.
Yep.
Holy shit. Run me through what's going on there. Like, I wanted to ring up someone and say, when are you moving one, just to sit there and watch this mega.
There actually was a page that said for everyone that was interested in coming down and watching it get set up and.
Yeah, right.
I think it might have been Cranes in Australia or something like that. So fucking come down and have a look at this fucking bit of gear.
Dude.
That's a big bit of gear.
It's phenomenal. And it obviously just picks up those beams like they're just toothpicks. Just
Yep. So the ones, the biggest one we've got is a 350 ton. Yeah, 350 tonner.
Yeah, right.
So that's 500 tons. So
that one down in Japan.
150 ton bigger than the one we've got sitting in the
yard. Yeah,
yeah.
So. I come up over the hill when you're going to Jimboom there, and it just stood out.
Yeah.
Because like it's not normally sitting in the fucking road.
It's pretty impressive, that shit, eh?
Holy crappers, dude. Shit,
mate, I don't know how much counterweight would actually go with that, but there'd be, mate, if there wasn't 15 trucks of counterweight to go with that, I'd stand fucking.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
That's a lot of moving parts.
Traffic these days with roadworks. There's a fucking possum. Yes. A traffic.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. There's a fucking possum. The traffic up there, dude. I'm so fucking happy that I'm not having to drive north of Jimboomba at the moment.
Yep.
Like I go to Jimboomba
for
gym and whatnot. But fuck me, those roadworks. Mm. Fuck.
No. I've been thankfully fucking taken out of that situation where I don't have to go through there for the 10 days and... And now I'm off. I'm off until the 29th of April.
So talk to me daddo-wise. What are we doing?
Daddo. Fucking, so tomorrow, mate, so doors, bonnets, boot, everything's on there now. So tomorrow I've got a good mate coming over to help me out. So thanks, Steve. We're going to go through it and we're just going to check everything.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be done. We're going to put beer. We've got to put beer in the fridge. We're going to put
Do that tonight.
Yeah, we're going to put rubbers on the back doors, the grill in the front. It is fucking so close now. But the day after, so Sunday, we finish on the Alpha Blokes Fight Night weekend.
Yes.
Monday, I take it in to get dyno tuned.
Yep.
You got and the suspension tuned.
Yeah.
So
it needs to be on the car trailer before you even go to the coast.
Well, so I actually spoke to the wife tonight and fucking shout out to my missus. She is fucking just one of the best.
Like
she said, I said, I'm going to come back Sunday. I'm not going to stay anything with the boys on Sunday. So I'm going to have to get all the shit. She said, we can do that.
Oh, yes.
I'll just go and say, Sunday night. So I'm just going to fucking rock back on fucking on Monday morning. Take it down there.
Because that Sunday, it's going
to
be...
I'm going to have to do sign language because I'm not going to be able to fucking talk to anyone because, the voice will be fucked.
All the fighters are not getting on the pistol Saturday night, and they just want to tear one up on that Sunday.
Oh, mate, big time. So Sundays,
giddy up.
So, that's and mates come along. So if anyone that's only just started listening, it's been a 13-year project of mine to get the stats and 1,600 fucking on the road.
Yep.
And it is actually fucking looking like I might actually finish one thing in my life.
Well... Don't you finish it all the time?
No. Fuck, mate. I start projects fucking left, right and centre and fucking just abandon them halfway through. This thing I actually might finish.
Yeah, right. That's good.
It's looking close to finishing, so.
Good. Anything else?
Mate, I've actually, not on the fucking news front, but I'm actually going to go, have you seen on Facebook the fucking cop car that went into the middle of the roundabout?
Oh, run me through it. I saw a snippet, but I don't know what's going on.
So, obviously there was a chase on these fucking two. There was two AU Falcons, and obviously fucking these cunts could drive, eh? I'm not.
Were they drifting around?
I'm not condoning this behaviour, fucking.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Fucking oh, yeah.
So they're chasing and. The cop car just fucking just goes straight through the fucking roundabout and these two drifters
putting on a show
do another lap, a lap of honour around the cop car and just fucking drift out. And these blokes, they were on song because they come around the roundabout, past the cop car for the fucking second time and then just in sequence just fucking just out then back down.
Yeah.
How good. It'd be a good segment. How Australian is this? Like, fucking, that's Australia. That's Australia. Like, fucking getting chased by the coppers and then just doing a lap around the cunts and then fucking
just putting
back
a little piglet back in his pen.
If that was you guys, fucking ring in. Fucking I'm going to give you a fucking hat each. So
I couldn't work out what was going with the cop car. And I didn't see him do another lap, but I saw him come back off the roundabout side by side, like just doing
mate,
the whole.
They were on song. Like they knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The coppers off.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming?
Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Obviously didn't. So yeah, go back to... And look, I've got nothing but respect for the cops and that. Until you book me, you're just going to fuck off after that. But I've got nothing but respect for the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
That's as funny as fuck.
Oh, that's hilarious.
How Australian.
Dude. Fucking oath.
How Australian. Just fucking... yeah, boys.
Flicking the bird out the window. Drifting.
Yeah.
Fucking well done. If you guys want to call in with your story about that drift, fuck yeah, hit us up. Fuck, that's funny, that's, cunt.
That is, isn't it?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Talking about going crazy. Hey, did you hear about Gout Gout? The fucking...
He actually broke the record, didn't he?
9.98, I think.
Fuck, that's fast as fuck, boy.
Yeah, and someone beat him the other day. Did you hear that?
No.
It was like 2 weeks ago. I'm not even going to try and say his name because I'll fuck it up. But anyway, some...
Was it...
An Aussie.
Yeah, but I do know the bloke's name.
Yep.
Arthritis. Was it?
Oh, fuck off. That's a good one. Fucking, that's fucking gold.
Keep on going, mate. I'll be here all night. I'll just
anyway, no, he got beaten in, I think, the 200 or the one. Anyway, one of those events. But he backed it up again fucking just the other day. And 9.98 or 9. Yeah. Dude, that's quick.
That's 100 metres, isn't it?
And he backs off at the end. You can see him like...
Just trots in.
Yep, trotter.
Wow.
Head down mid-track, and then that back end of the track, he just sort of buttons off and just does the whole, yeah, righto, whatever. 9.98, fucking see ya.
That's fast as fuck, isn't it?
So, yeah, shout out to your Gout Gout. Yeah, I know,
mate,
you're a big
well
listener.
Done, mate. Fucking...
I know you're listening to the lads, so, yeah, mate. That's good. I got some sad news that's happened while you're away. Absolutely devastating. Iceman's dead.
Val Kilmer.
Gone. Yep. Sad story.
How it is, isn't it?
Did you rate the Top Gun sequel and the original?
And the original? I loved the fucking second one.
Absolutely.
The fucking, mate, it was the redo, wasn't it? So
it's a sequel.
Oh, no, it was a sequel. Yeah. So it was the third?
There's third one coming out this year. There's another one coming.
There is?
Yeah, Top Gun 3.
Yeah, actually rated it. Like, I don't normally like a sequel.
Yeah, I know,
but
right?
This one was, I actually fucking went.
Yeah, they turned it up.
Yeah, watched it a couple of times.
So. I think I've watched it 3 times now and it was only on again maybe about 2 weeks ago.
I reckon I'm taller than Tom Cruise too.
I reckon you're better looking too.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck.
And my teeth line up too. Yeah. Have you seen that?
He's got a gap.
No. What's this? Okay, everyone that out there is listening, go to a photo of Tom Cruise and have a look. You know how, look, my teeth fucking line up with the middle of my nose.
Oh,
Tom Cruise's teeth do not line up. So there's one fucking, it's just over a little bit.
He's got an offset.
It's not square.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So have a look at it.
Oh, Loffy.
Once you see it, you can't fucking unsee it. So everything now. Tom Cruise's teeth are all fucked up.
Oh,
so.
You fucked it for everyone. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Tommy's got an offset.
Yep. He's offset Tommy.
Offset Tommy?
Yeah. Have a look. Offset. Fucking Google it.
No, I can't.
Have a look
fucking,
now. Yeah, you can.
I've got no fucking things.
I want you to see it.
I tell you what. So that's a bit of sad news about the Iceman.
Yeah,
hey,
nah.
You know the Iceman, like in the original number one, when he does the whole with his teeth, like he crunches ice or he's chewing gum or whatever, and he's fucking... If you could be Iceman, Goose, Maverick, Viper, I'm trying to think of the other fucking cool names, but you had to be one. If I took you back in time, you said, right, you've got to be that dude. Which one would you be?
I'm definitely Goose.
Goose?
Yeah.
In the back seat?
I'm Goose.
You're singing the songs, playing the guitar and
I'm just trying to keep everyone happy and fucking moving along.
Yeah, I don't know who I'd be.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to tell you who you are. You're Iceman. Yeah.
I'm Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
I'm Iceman.
Yeah. You're that dick that fucking, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But it turns out to be all right in the end.
He's all right dick. Yeah. He's an all right dick.
He's an all right dick.
He's an all right dick. Yeah. I wouldn't be Maverick. I'd be,
I'm too tall to be Maverick anyway, so I couldn't do that. I couldn't pull it off.
Yeah,
I'm definitely the Goose.
The Goose.
I'm happy to be a Goose.
I'm trying to think who... Iceman's pot thing.
Mm. Who is Iceman's fucking
wingman,
backseat?
Backseat dude.
Or the front bloke, isn't it? No, they're in the front.
They're in the back. So Iceman's in the front. Mm. Yeah, no.
This is why we need a switch, bitch.
Yeah, correct. Oh, we should get another shout out too. Hey, because we've done that. We didn't do it on the last episode.
Yeah, we got a few through and yous are not cutting it. Like fucking $250,000 a year. Like fucking we're not paying that.
Yeah, Gavin who fucking emailed me, and you know who you are, Gavin. Fucking you're going to have to stay with the fucking stop and go signs, bruz.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're not going to be any good to us.
No.
Coming in here thinking you can press buttons because you can, his resume pretty much said I can use a UHF and fucking, you know, do call signs and shit.
We're fucking, it's way more technical.
Gavin,
than
fucking pull your head in, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
You're not on.
So, but we are looking for a switch, bitch. Anyone out there that's good with social media, good with technology, good with whatever, want to come in and give us lads a fucking hand in here, then we need you. We want you.
This is a double one, so she's also fighting, but Renee Gracie is back fucking driving.
Can't believe you said that name.
I know. Oh. You fucking stiffy as a fucking stiffy.
I don't know what's happened the last 2 weeks.
It was because I liked that fucking thread that she was on. Because we share a fucking Instagram account.
And we're going to see her next week.
Yeah. She's boxing on with Summer. Where are you going to stand with that? So Summer's hot fucking, too. You're a big Summer fan.
Yeah.
And you're a fucking...
Yeah, I hope this is a fight.
Big fucking Renee.
No, that's going to be a hard punch.
It is.
Seriously.
Summer's, I actually listened to the one... So Knuckles proper true yarn went through all the fighters and that. And he called up Renee Gracie and Summer.
I listened to that too.
And Summer, who he calls Big Hole. That is fucking gold. Summer went, unless she uses a big jugs to fucking knock me out. So
it's gonna, that fight is, that's.
Sorry, we're jumping all over the fucking place here. We're all excited
about the fight.
I'm just talking to Stiffy.
The women's fight last year was so fucking pathetic that this year's women's fight between Summer and Renee.
Who's your money on? Who's your money on? We said we were going to do this next week, but we'll fucking leave that.
I want to talk about it because Renee's hot as fuck. Like, I don't know what's happened the last 2 weeks.
I sent you that photo where I used to race against Renee Gracie.
Yeah, well, yeah, fucking go-karts.
Yeah, did you beat her? I did beat Margot Parker, though. So.
I think you were about to say Margot Robbie then for a second.
No, Margot Parky.
Yeah, right.
Parker.
I don't even know.
I ran her off the road.
Did you?
Yeah, so I won tickets to the racing with Renee Gracie.
Yeah.
At Kingston Park Raceway. Yeah, I got to meet her in person. She's lovely.
Oh, she is. And that's
fucking
and maybe,
great.
Maybe because I haven't given her the time of day to actually get to know her. And I don't know her. She doesn't know me. But the more.
And she doesn't know me. I've just got a photo with her.
The more of the. I don't even know if this is real or not, but fuck me. I'm probably going to get uppercutted here. But the more you watch someone's social media, you think you might not get to know their character or who they are, but you start to, become familiar with what their content is or whatever it is. And when
she's got a great story.
She's got a great rack.
Her story is.
She's got a fucking great rack.
Okay.
And fuck, man, those hips. God, damn.
Renee Gracie, if you want to come on the show, I'll fucking...
Oh, dude, I sent her a message.
Screen, I'll put a screen up between you and Stiffy.
Yeah, so, I sent her a message saying, come on the show.
Yeah,
anyway. So a massive fan, and I can't wait for the women's fight because it's going to be one of those ones where they have both been putting in the hard yards. Now, all of the men's fights, they've been talking about the training they've been doing and all that sort of shit. These women, fuck, they have been both of them. Summer has been training with Bryzy. Fuck, Bryzy knows how to punch, dude. Like, you seen him last year.
He's a black belt in fucking jiu-jitsu.
He can swing, Bruz. So, she's only getting trained by fucking pretty much... He's the main event.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He's the main card.
Yep.
And he is going to win against old mate fucking...
Oh, I'm going to put my money on. Remember the Rice fucking the leg that we had last time? Fucking when we were there? Fucking
oh, no. The, I had
and
the
we
multi.
Fucking just...
I had every fight won and Knuckles and Bryce.
I think Knuckles, yeah. Actually, you fucking owe us a beer, Knuckles.
Knuckles owes us more than a fucking beer. He lost me bet.
Fuck me.
Anyway. But, no, it's going to be good.
No. Sorry, we're talking about this fight night so much because we are fucking absolutely
fucking,
fucking
chips.
Pumped.
Before we go for a piss, mate, I want to talk about one more thing.
Go for it.
I spend a lot of time at Woolworths, right? Because you've got to go shopping, groceries and stuff like that. I had my kids with me the other day, and these two cockhead blokes. Now, when I say cockheads, they were, I'm just going to say 18, 19, just young fellas. Yep. And there's a time and a place, you know, when you want to be a fuckhead, there's a time and a place. At the fucking checkout, self-checkout fucking part of Woolworths, isn't the time to be swearing like fuck, cunt, this, that, and being pretty loud. Yep. It's kind of like they've walked out of the pub and gone to Woolworths to get some shit and then they're going home. So I get the attitude, like they've just had a fucking probably awesome time at the pub. But if you're going into a shopping centre and there's kiddies and there's fucking...
Yeah,
women and whatever, pull your fucking head in, right?
Yep.
So these two fuckheads, they were I was at my checkout, right, just doing the whole scanny thing. They've walked up right beside me, and they just started being loud as they're talking and whatever. And I looked over at both of them, and I just gave them the fucking stink eye, just like pull your fucking head in, you know. And then one of them said something about ICU, about going to hospital ICU. And the smart ass bloke beside me, he goes, oh, this bloke here's probably been in ICU. And I fucking looked over, and my kids there, they wouldn't have heard it, but I looked over at the fucks. And I didn't snap, but I said to both of them with locked eyes, I said, fucking pull your fucking head in, cunt. Look where you are. Yeah. You know, like just that moment of, I didn't snap, I just yelled at him, but I just went, you know what? I'm not going to be a fucking.
Have some respect.
Just pull
fucking,
your fucking head in. And they both
the place
instantly.
That you're in is fucking is. If you're in a pub, then maybe that's
correct.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's. It's not even good in a pub.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Pull your head in.
They instantly went, oh fuck, right. We must be dickheads or something because they instantly pulled their fucking head in. But there was fucking 2 minutes before that of just fuck and cunt and rah and I'm just like, mate, you're not in the pub.
Yeah.
Pull your fucking head in.
You're in Woolworths.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway.
That's a Coles thing. Yeah, you had a Coles when you want to swear like that.
Yeah, so fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's, and it comes back to respecting and being in the place.
Oh, there's time and a place.
Time and a place.
Time and a fucking
everything.
Place. And I swear and I do fucking this and that. But, you know, you just read the room.
Mm.
Fucking read the room, cunts.
Yeah.
If you're in the shopping centre, pull your fucking head in.
Yeah. You know what I would have said to them? Like, if they actually fucking took it on a little bit further, fucking right out. You go outside, cunt, and fucking start practicing spitting your teeth out, and I'm going to come out there and finish them off. All right?
I like it. Fucking oath. Oh, that's a good one-liner. Is anyone out there that's got some fucking good yarns about how you defuse, not defuse a fight, but you're going to tell this cunt to pull his fucking head
in. Meet me outside in 5 minutes if you haven't started. Fucking start with that.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, go out and play on those white lines and I'll fucking join you in a minute. And, So ring in. Give us something to fucking talk about there, guys, girls. Right, I'm going for piss.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick, with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favours, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Yeah, right. Let's get back in that fridge,
mate,
bruv.
Yeah, let's do fridge. It. Right, yeah. Fucking upper. Yeah,
there you go. That's it. Can't dry shit. What do you got? Oh, you're just tickling it. Yeah, solid. Yep. Fucking oath. CC, solid. Give us a shout out. Yep.
Fucking sponsor us. Actually, straight off the back of that ad, so TC Coolers ad, mate, big shout out to Tommy. He designed and printed up two lots of fucking custom stubby coolers for me.
Yep.
So one's for my mate's memorial ride, which was Phil's birthday yesterday.
Wow.
So shout out to, I know Gemma and I know Renee listens occasionally as well, but yeah, shout out to you guys. It must have been a tough day missing your dad and your husband on his birthday. Would have been a tough thing. It was tough for us and tough for all, yeah, a few blokes. So it's fucking busted me already.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, so Tommy's done me some memorial ride. So we're riding on the 17th of May to the ride that we were actually, the destination we're supposed to go with Phil. I'm busted. Oh, it's fucking, it's cruel. It's fucked me.
Yeah.
But he's done, he's designed it, he's printed it, and he's fucking got them there for me. So I've got a whole heap of stubby coolers for that. And he's also done another one for another mate as well. So if you need some stubby coolers and shit like that, reach out to this bloke because, yeah, he can get it done.
Yeah, fucking
get it done.
CC Coolers on Facebook. Give Tommy a fucking buzz because the man is a magician. He makes shit happen pretty quick.
He makes it. And it does go quick. So it's fucking, it's around. So
yep, if you've got an idea, he will make it happen. Mm. So yeah, happy birthday to Phil for yesterday. It was
to
yesterday?
Phil Arnold, yeah. So yesterday was the 15th of April. So mate, 2 days birthday. Exactly.
Cheers
after
to you, Phil.
Mine.
Cheers,
this one's for you, brother. Shame it's not a 4X gold.
Cheers, Phil.
But, yeah.
Much love.
Always riding.
Right. So we've got an opportunity coming up, haven't we, Bruz?
We have.
So this is massive. This is massive for us here at the Lads Podcast. So I want to just spill the beans, a little bit of beans about what's going on. Now, we are actually got some cool shit on the chalkboard, on the planner board that's coming up this year. There's some really good stuff. Now, until everything's locked in, we don't want to be talking too much about what's happening and what's not because there's ideas and there's events happening. But we are actually chasing a sponsorship deal and a sponsor to come on board with the Lads Podcast to give us an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to give a shout out to anyone out there that, you know, perfect world would be a big organization or something that's probably got a bit too much cash flow going on, and they want a dispersal of some. Well, fuck, we'll put our hands up.
We
and
can
say,
help you there.
We can help you.
Yep.
And that would obviously be a sponsorship deal with advertisement and rah rah rah. The fine print of it, we won't go too much into the finer details, but that's what we're here at the Lads Podcast. We've got some cool events coming up that we want to attend and also create some awesome content to then put up onto platforms for people to watch. So at the end of the day, it's a service that we are going to provide.
Yep.
And we want a sponsorship deal to come on board and to help us out.
And you'll also get some great coverage. So the events that we're actually going to do and the things we're actually going to do, you can't say too much. But you'll get bang for your buck.
100%. Yep.
So
100%.
If you do, mate, theladspoddy@gmail.com, fucking flick us an email. Or if you know us personally, fucking reach out and
A prime example would be, I'm just going to give a little example here. Maybe you make pools. Maybe there's a pool company out there. Maybe they're a fiberglass pool company out there. They make big pools and things that go on the ground. I'm trying to say pools about 10 times.
Yeah, pools.
And that pool company may be like,
that'd be a great barrier.
Oh, well, like, it just could be a great
it'd
opportunity.
Be a great barrier to actually fucking
it could be a
break.
Great opportunity for a pool company to come on board.
Yeah, anyway.
You know, that's just an example.
Yeah.
And if they want to help us out and we'll help them out, then that's just what I'm saying. It might be a great
you
opportunity.
You love swimming in the pool, don't you?
Mate, fucking who doesn't love a good old pool?
Oh, fuck, mate. Yeah. It's
that's the go. So that's just an example, right?
Yeah. So we do have some pretty big shit going on this year. And it's exciting. Like fucking...
Yep. There's a lot going on this year.
We can't... I want to fucking say
no,
it.
No, we can't.
I'm not fucking
until it's locked in.
Not
because, you know, it's just... I don't want to jinx it. There's that woo-woo or the juju or the fucking...
Fucking call it whatever you want.
Just don't want to fuck it up. No. So, Anyway, I just wanted to put an opportunity out there. Anyone that wants to come on board as a sponsor for the Lads Podcast show for the next 12 months to help us out with attending events and getting them captured to make content with a videographer, that's the sort of
dot, you're going to get bang points. For your bucks.
Let us know. Give us a call. Jump onto our socials and get on contact with us or email us at theladspoddy@gmail.com and we'll have a chat.
We will so.
Good. Righto. Now, I've got a few things. Have you got anything else there you want to chat about before I go through my other notes? I just want to make sure. Oh, mate, the MotoGP. Have you watched any of the MotoGP?
No, I've not.
Dude, I'm going to give you the last 2 weeks in a quick snap because there's a bit going on. 2 weeks ago, they were in the USA racing at the Circuit of Americas. And Mark Marquez, right, and Alex Marquez, the brothers, they are just off tap. Mark Marquez had a 2 second lead and then fucking dropped it. He dropped it on the white line. He touched the white line and fucking dropped it. Kind of skidded out and
fuck those white lines.
Oh,
he was, they can fuck off actually.
Yeah, he was chasing the white lines. so yeah, he anyway, so that was a bit of a bugger and he didn't come back from that. He didn't finish that race. I'm just trying to think who won. His teammate, Baganelli. Anyway, and then this weekend just being they were at Doha, which is in Dubai. One of those.
Yeah. Call us out if you fucking know.
Let us know. But they're in Doha anyway. That's the track. Is at Doha. And, mate, what an epic race again. Mark Marquez, Alex Marquez on the first corner came in and tapped his brother and they both went sort of wide. Morbidelli come up underneath him.
That's going to make an awkward fucking Christmas dinner, isn't it?
They live together. Yeah. They're actually, they're not teammates, but they're housemates. But
you look at their names, is it just me or is it like Mark Marquez?
Yeah.
Alex. That's a racing name.
I know, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a racing name, like Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, I know.
It's a racing name. So if you name your kid a name that sounds like a racing name, is it going to be fast? Like, fucking, can we do a case study on this?
I'm sure.
If anyone's having kids in the next couple of months or so, like, fucking name them like a Lewis Hamilton or something like that.
Have you ever heard of a fast car or a fast person called Oliver? Oh, Fartenbach? Oliver? You haven't heard of an Oliver fucking champion, have you?
No, but yeah, so what you name your kid, like if it's a fast name, like Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Like that's just fucking, if someone said that to me.
Daniel Ricciardo. Ricciardo.
Exactly. So can we do a case study on it? Yeah. We'll do it over 25 years.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, 18 years, so they should be on the track by 18 years or so, so. Yeah, let's try it out anyway.
Anyway, back to the race. Epic race. Both the Marquez boys went wide on the first corner. And Mark dropped down to third. Then he got back up second. Then he got back into first. And then he just pulled away. Man, that guy is a dead set legend on how he can control two wheels on a motorcycle track. Phenomenal. He blows me away. So anyone that used to watch MotoGP, because I've sort of drifted away from MotoGP, I was hell into it massively for like 15 years and then sort of dropped away from it. Kind of pushed myself to go back to watch it, to be back into that sport because...
I think it's the time frame when it's actually racing and when it's live and shit like that. Yeah. I don't watch sports after it's happened.
Well, that's the thing about KO live, and things so, like you can get a KO mini or you can get to watch the whole race, but watching it live is very difficult because of time restraints, but... I'm forcing myself to go back into what I used to love about MotoGP and I'm falling back into it by just making myself watch it.
Yep.
It's a little Zen moment for me. It's great. So I'm trying to make it a thing this year so that when we get to Phillip Island, fuck, imagine you get an opportunity for someone to say, hey lads, come down to Phillip Island this year. We're like, fucking oath. And I've just watched this whole year's racing. And I'll be like, I'll be on it. So that's sort of manifesting something else in my brain about being around it, being involved with it, and just fucking just getting into
we're
it.
We're all about the manifestation at the moment. So it's fucking, and it works.
It does.
So if you want something other than fucking cocaine and strippers, you can manifest it. So. Or can you?
Next week. Next all right. Minute. So now, shout out to a couple of our listeners that have punched in a few text messages this week.
Yep.
Some Maddie, you know who you are. I've actually asked a few of them this because they've just been sending me personal messages. I'm like, stop sending me personal. Put it up on the Facebook pages. Yep. So anyway, they're trying to get around that. But I've had a couple of texts of like memes, like sayings.
Yep.
So this one's from Maddie, and it's titled Rough Day. My friend texted me and said, it's been a rough day. My pizza's burnt, my beer is frozen, and my girlfriend is pregnant. I replied, you just can't pull anything out in time, can you?
Oh, that is fucking true words said.
That was fucking gold.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Maddie. Yeah. That was fucking, yeah.
Yeah, another one. I don't know who this was from. It could have been from Maddie or Cordy's next door neighbor. I can't remember. Drunk Me is the title. Right, and this is going to be a lot of next weekend. Yeah. Drunk Me. Right, Drunk Me and Sober Me are two different people.
Mm-hmm.
So if Drunk Me did or said something wrong, take it up with Drunk Me, not Sober Me.
Yeah.
We weren't there. We don't know what happened.
Fuck, that fucking just sounds like that was directed directly at me. I'm fucking sorry.
So if you've
sorry.
Got a problem with Drunk Barney, don't come knocking the next fucking, day.
Yeah, not Sober not Barney. Sober Barney's a fucking nice
there's
person.
There's no fucking point. Wait till he gets drunk and take it up with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Oh, that's
or bring
so good.
A carton around and bring him back out and then fucking then abuse him. I like that.
That was good?
That's good.
Yeah. I thought you'd like that, bros. Now, I got some man advice from the Boston, you know, the Boston man. Anyway, I'm just going to play it. Are you ready?
Take a dump.
Oh, here we go.
Take a dump in the woods and wipe your ass with a pine cone.
Be a man.
Be a man.
So, yeah, a bit of manly advice there. If you want to get back into nature.
Be a man.
Wipe your ass with a pine cone. See how you go with that. You reckon that'd do it an efficient job enough?
No. Nah.
It wouldn't, would it?
No. Nah.
How many pine cones do you rate? As in like to get the job done. And one pine cone is one wipe. You can't, would you rotate it? You're not going to rotate
impossible.
It.
That's impossible.
You're not going to get poo in
that's
your hands.
That's impossible.
So how many pine cones are you going to use?
I'm not using pine cones. I'm using pockets and fucking
no,
socks
you,
and
if you have to use pine cones to wipe your door.
So can you actually tear the little fucking seeds off and just like wipe individually? So that's one pine cone for me. So I reckon that'll be fine.
Oh, you're wiping
and then I'll have a shower.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd use
well, you can't use it other than that. That's like fucking wiping your ass with the pineapple.
It's like wiping your ass with a wide brush.
Ah, fuck.
Fucking hell. Nah. You're a bit tangy.
Yeah. Nah. That's not going to happen. It's never happened. If you fucking wiped your ass with a fucking pine cone, fucking ring in and let us know. I reckon it's never happened.
Oh, you never know.
Be a man. That's easy, fucking funny.
Oh, dude.
It's something so simple though, isn't it?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's like tell your mother-in-law to fuck off. Be a man.
Correct. Now, I've got another one.
The boss asked me today if I wanted to be full-time or part-time. I said, fuck off, cockhead. I only know big time.
That's fucking gold, eh? Yep. My boss asked me today, you want to be part-time or full-time?
Big
the time. Way he says, fuck off, cockhead.
Yeah.
He gets the whole cock. It's like, it's nearly like German when he says cock. Instead of cockhead, he goes cockhead.
Yeah.
It's like a bit of fucking Russian in there. Cock.
Fuck off.
Man, that's been blowing up all over the TikTok as well. Nearly everything fucking, my social media on TikTok these days is fucking be a man. Boston be a man. Old mate fucking.
And so, Renee Gracie.
And Renee Gracie. It's like fucking.
I shouldn't have liked that thread.
I don't know how
it's that fucking TikTok thread thing that done that, anyway, I reckon.
Shout out to you, Renee.
Yeah.
kind of a fan.
Yeah, come on the show.
Only fan. I'm anyway.
Righto. Can you please attend the show? That would be more manly.
Now I've got two more things. I can't remember what this one is. I just wanted to... Oh, here we go. We've got some... Before we get into Moto, I've got some Moto today. But I've got a song. And fucking... I don't care what you say about songs. I'm playing the cunts.
All right, do it.
This one, I'm not even going to give it an intro. I'm just going to go straight in and fucking smack it.
My name is Flabba Babba Wabba Jabba Noonga. I'm back. Run, Gordon. It's the policeman. We gotta get up out of the house. It's the policeman. Grab the bone, get my weed. It's the policeman. Move your old feet, run up on the policeman. Find me out of front, huffing on the body, man. Fuck these words, I'm saying. I'm sick of getting my talking shit and getting lashed because I'm tipsy. I gotta call my uncle, be murdered, tell him to get me. He can find me out of front, fighting every kind. Off my head and I'm drunk. I hope a cigarette box. I never went to school, so I can't talk much. But please watch the upstairs, all up for the box. And I roll up to your house, I'm only wearing one shoe.
Look at that. Oh, Flabba Wabba Gabba
Gabba. Send that to me. That is
have you never heard
fucking
that
deluxe. No, never.
That's an oldie.
Run, Gordon.
Hi, Keys.
Oh. Yeah, that is an oldie.
Oh, so.
An absolute oldie.
Back to the old rules.
Yeah, I'm sculling. I'm sculling.
You're skulling.
I'm sculling.
Your fucking phone rings, you're mm-hmm. fucking skull.
So that's old fucking.
Who's that boy?
Oh, dude, I can't think of their name, but that's. It's called Out the Front. Out the Front.
Fucking how funny are people like fucking my name is
and I'm back.
I'm back.
yeah, fuck it's gold, man. Yeah. That was something that came out I'm gonna say 15, maybe
I've never heard
that. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
I've never heard that. That is fucking that's
fucking
gold.
Good, man. The lyrics in there are just
I'm playing that primo. On my way home.
Absolute primo. I don't know what something popped up the other day about it. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm playing it on this potty.
Yep.
Because it was just like.
Is it on Spotify or anything like that?
Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking. It's such a fucking good one. That's good. Mate, before we end today, I want to talk about. I want to do some motivation for you.
Motivation. I've also got to fucking talk about my footy tipping too.
Oh, so. Dude, fuck, get in your footy tipping.
We're doing that first.
How's it going? Because tell us before you go into it. Anyone that's new, what's your
So my plan for this year is 100% tip every home team.
Yes, that was the whole plan.
That was the whole team. So that the whole plan. Sorry.
Yep.
And it was going good. Let me go to my fucking I tip fucking footy thing.
Yeah, so it's all of your in. Home team. So, yep,
so everything's home team. So
yep.
Obviously we missed a week because last time I was away on the 10-day swing. So let's go. I'll just go straight to this week. So weekly. Oh, that looks bad.
Oh,
that's bad.
Fill me in.
So no. The week that we missed that we were talking about, which I can't go back to, so it was I was sitting at fucking 7th. Now I'm down to 17th.
Oh, so, right, what happened?
Well, obviously, just fucking home teams didn't win.
Didn't win. Maybe that should have been your, not ghost round, what's it called? Fucking.
Oh, no, the joker round. No.
Joker round.
Yeah, I could have done that. But yeah, that was also randomly picked as well. So this week I'm sitting currently. So let's talk. So we're in 30 people.
Yeah.
I'm currently sitting at 17th. And overall, I'm sitting 13th out of 30 people.
Yeah, so you're still tracking
good.
So
I've still put no fucking effort into this
whatsoever.
That's
what I mean. Like for doing no fucking effort, nothing. You're still tracking good.
But. I'm speaking to people now in the same footy tipping. They've actually done. So actually, I'll do an update on these guys as well. They're fighting for last place.
Oh.
Because last place is worth $150.
Oh,
so it's $50 buy-in.
Yeah.
And you get for last.
So are they?
They're betting against themselves.
Yeah,
they're trying to
win the loop. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to get last place.
They're trying to become the loser. As you know, they want to lose everything to win. Yeah, gotcha.
So we've got Counter Jake.
Counter Jake.
Yeah. So he's
sounds like a bar rat.
No, so he's I'll let you in a bit of an inside sort of story on that one. So Counter Jake is a so we call them counterweights that put on the cranes.
Yes.
So because he's fat.
Oh, it's just
well, he got fat. Well, he didn't get fat. He was fucking. He was still fucking slim, but so he's putting a few kilos on. So we all started calling him Counter Jake.
Yeah, right.
He owned it.
You can use his belly as a fucking.
Yep. So he's actually coming 28th, and then we've got Dan MC and Brian. Someone I don't know who they are. So
yeah, right.
But yeah. So I'm sitting on currently 27 points. Last place is 21, and first place is 34.
Yeah.
We should go to Magic Round.
Yeah, hook us up. Let's go. Yeah. Let's do it.
We'll do a Magic Round.
So. I've never been to a live game of football, as in like NRL.
Should we go to an AFL game as well?
I'll go anywhere because they'll just be drinking beer and talking shit and fucking
anyway, just like we are talking
fucking
shit.
Whatever.
Shit at the moment.
A couple of shout outs. That's going to be down the fight night. We keep bringing it up because we're so excited. Casual As Lads up in Townsville. The Casual As podcast. Been listening to them. I listen to them all the time. They're good lads. Hoops and Kevy. But their last episode, they got on a young fella called Ash Saltner Jr., I think his name was. Awesome episode about this young fella doing some really good things for the community up there. So if you want to have a listen to something pretty cool, jump onto the Casual As podcast. And also the No Dramas podcast down in Newcastle, down in Newey. Brody and... Fuck, I forgot his name. They're both fighting. Brody and...
Oh, I listened to it today too, so...
Sorry, little fucking mustachey lad. Fuck me. Lukey? No. Anyway. Sorry, man. Fucking lost your name. Anyway, shout out to you guys. I should have put some more prep into that.
No,
anyway.
Those ones, the other ones.
Actually, I'm going to look it up because that's doing my fucking head in.
Press pause.
That's dramas. Oh, I've got to go out of there. You fucking retard. I'm not going to press pause because that's just not what we do around here. Fuck it. And you know what? Now that's dramas podcast. You fucking retard, stiff. So I should know. Brody and Will. Will. What did I say? Did I say Will?
What was the podcast?
Oh, that's the podcast is Now That's Dramas.
Now That's Dramas, yeah.
They down at Newey, great lads. I've listened to fucking heaps of the episodes. They just released number 69 today, came out, which I think we're doing 67, I think. So we're not far off 69.
Yep.
Good number. Actually, they ran through a couple of good stats about 69. And I'm going to use one of yours, Brody. You know what's... A good fact about 69, it's one after 68, one before 70. That's one of the fucking whatever.
Do you know what a 68 is?
Oh,
you ever had a 68?
Oh, I should know.
That's where she gives you a head job and you owe one. It's a payback.
Anyway, shout out to those two podcasters because we're going to be hooking up with you blokes and lads and
fuck. We're going to be fucking it's
turning one on.
Not enough time.
Will is looking fucking fight fit. I tell you, Will is going to turn one up. And Brody, fuck.
We'll actually do some research. And when we do that one down the Broady, out in the balcony with the ocean view.
Yeah.
We'll do a bit of research. And
oh, definitely. I'll bring all the cards.
Give people the fucking absolute fucking proper.
Before I move forward, I was going to go into some motivation. Mm-hmm. But was there anything else that you had?
No.
Righto, I've got some motivation to end the show. Let's go into this one.
Change your life, you need to be busy. Pack your schedule. The more active you are, the more you will achieve. True winners don't have time for things that don't help them reach their goals. So, focus on what really matters every single day. Everyone wants success, but few want to work for it. Most people love the idea of winning, but hate the process. But loving the process is key. Don't just wish for success, work for it. The world only rewards the best. To be the best, focus on one thing and master it.
Dude, right now that's resonating with me so much.
Big time.
Because it's like putting the fucking hard yards and... Sometimes throughout the last sort of, let's just say 10 months, you know, you're doing the hard yards, you're doing everything that you want for this podcast and more. And it's like, what am I doing this for? But then a couple of little things will happen. You're just like, fuck yeah, that's the gold. And then you find that's routine, right? You just find it's routine.
Yeah.
But when I listen to something like that, fucking instantly gives me goosebumps because I know what I'm doing and what we're doing is fucking amazing and is going to better us in the long run.
You know when shit's actually meant to be.
Mm.
And you fight for it and you fucking do it. And yes, we have. It's fucking... It was very slow to the start, but fuck, mate, we've got some traction the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah, we're gaining some traction.
Yeah. You all hear all about it fucking later on. We're not getting any fucking information out now.
No. But when I hear a motivation like that about if you really want something in life, you've got to go get it. If you really want something, you've got to create it. If you really want something, you've got to work for it.
Yeah.
If you really want something and want something to happen, you've got to manifest it. You've got to start from the start. And if you think it's too hard, Then you've already quitted. You've already done yourself in the ass if you think it's too hard. Because nothing is fucking hard.
Mm.
You've just got to work at it. You've just got to keep fronting up and keep doing it. And you've just got to, and behind the scenes, you've just got to keep going and keep putting that one step forward. And if you really want something out of life, guys and lads and girls, don't take advice from me, but it's just
go get it.
Just go get fucking it. Upper. If you want something out of life, you think it's going to be too hard to get, it ain't. Just chip away. Just fucking chip away and you will get there one day. It might take a while, but small steps for the bigger goal.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing how it can happen. So good. Righto. I'm going to round this up on that. Oh, hang on. Have you got a joke?
Actually, I do. Can you press pause for a sec? Because I've got fucking like six jokes. I've got to pick the best one.
No, I'm not going to press pause because the camera might fucking go out. So we're just going to keep rolling. I'm going to go into my joke of the day. I've got a word of the week, but I don't think I want to use it. It's a bit...
Oh, no. You're not doing these ones again.
No, I don't think I should. Let's just go with a joke for today.
Joke of the day. Joke of the day.
It's a party animal. Joke of the day. Woo! Right, I've got a fucking perler. Short and sweet. I'm just going to deliver it.
Go for it.
Did you hear about the guy that got his left side completely cut off?
No, I did not.
He's all right now.
Fuck's sakes. That's... You got to announce if it's a dad joke or not before that.
Is it though?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you got there, Baz?
Okay. What does a pizza delivery boy and a gynecologist have in common?
Something about a box. Oh, come on. Oh.
They both get to smell it, but they can't taste it.
I think I've said that one.
Have you?
I think so.
Have you?
I think so.
Have you?
I think so.
Well, fucking riding up on the wall then. All the other jokes of the day.
Right, I'm going to say this. Word of the week. Word
of the week. PBS kids. Word of the week. Are you doing it?
I shouldn't be saying
doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Am I going to throw up?
Tuppy hole.
Wait a while. Tuppy?
Tuppy.
T-U.
Double P-Y.
Yep.
Hole. Tuppy hole.
Mm. I'm thinking it's one of those blokes with those fucking huge earrings and you fuck their earring hole. Tuppy hole.
Close but no cigar.
Close. How
sort
close?
Sort of. Well, it's a hole thing, so it's talking about the woman's regions. Mm-hmm. Tuppy hole. Share definition. Another word for a really hot pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You really, really want your dick inside. Man, have you seen Sarah's tuppy? Her flaps are looking very juicy today. That's kind of how you would abbreviate it.
Tuppy hole.
Tuppy hole.
Spell it.
T-U-P-P-Y. Oh, it. I-T.
What? Fuck, mate. Tuppy hole.
It's a shit word. I do want to say it.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Probably should. Can we cut that out?
Oh,
no, we're not cutting shit out.
Not cut that out. Anyone's got a word of the week or joke of the day, call it in. I'm sure Pink Bits will. Actually, I've got something about Pink Bits in here. I want to give him a shout out. I thought that was in my notes. I want to give Pink Bits a bit of a shout out because he put something on, I think it was on his Facebook site. Yeah, shout out to Pink Bits. Throwing a video a couple of weeks ago of him running an air freshener. Oh, yeah, running our air freshener.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
In the excavator.
Yeah, the lads podcast air freshener in his digger. And, camera just went off. So, a big shout out. Big shout out to Pink Bits. I reckon he's a hot contender for the old Big Trev. Fucking
mate, he is. I actually fucking was at the front fence. That's probably why I was late, fucking sitting there talking, because I heard he's really been fucking coming out the front fence and stood over there and had a yarn to him. So yeah, he's a fucking
top bloke.
He's
top
good bloke. He's good bloke. He got a fucking good yarn on him. So
oh, 100%. Hungy, right on, mate.
He'll be there. He'll be there on the fight night.
Who is he? Oh, yeah, he is too.
Pink Bits. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him and his missus will be there. So.
Well, we've got to make sure that they've got merch, a hat each.
Absolutely.
And a stubby cooler.
I think Tommy's actually planning on doing some fucking stubby coolers as well to take there. And so if he's come up and see us and we're at the fight night, fucking come up and see us, we'll fucking give you something.
A sticker maybe. I don't know what's
kiss
going on.
Kiss or a wristy for Stiffy. We'll give you a wristy.
Oh.
I'll give you a sticker or something like that. Actually, we've got a heap. I ordered another 200 stickers too. So.
Fucking plaster the fucking
GC. We're going to plaster the GC.
They'll only get ripped off, stickers. But anyway. Fucking whatever. Righto, next time you hear us, we are going to do a fight review of the fight card down. We're going to be fully charged up next potty. We're going to be broadcasting it from, actually doing it from the Broadie Tavern, not from the Broadie Tavern, from Broad Beach.
Across the road from fucking Broadie Tavern.
You will hear us fucking very drunk.
Anyway. And if we actually run into someone, can we get them on? Take another mic.
We can ask him.
We'll take another mic. Might get someone on there.
I'm taking all four mics.
Yeah. I'm going to get someone. I'm going to find some random homeless person, bring them back at 2 o'clock in the morning and just start doing a potty.
Oh.
I'm going to wake you up too because you'll be sleeping.
I like sleep.
You do like sleeping. Righto.
Righto. Fucking I'm fucking Stiffy and I am out of here.
Fucking seize by. Stay come still. On, let's go.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.